defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios in front of this Car Arms Platinum Microphone. How the heck are you? Yeah, baby. Still feeling a little bit under the weather, but we're coming around. We're coming around. Freedom never stays down. You know what I'm saying? Although it can get beat up every once in a while. Let me tell you what. That crud was, woo, dog. That's okay. That's okay. Like I said, rather get it out of the way now and have to deal with it later in the year, because you kind of expect it when you come out of that whole big giant petri dish out there in Vegas. So lots of stuff to cover with you today. But one of them that caught my eye yesterday that I tweeted out later in the day, I couldn't help myself. America's top five deadliest cities. America's top five deadliest cities. You ready for this? Do you have any idea what they are? You can probably guess, believe it or not. But remember, we're going per capita here. We're looking at this per capita. Number of homicides per number of residents. Chicago's not in the top five. Chicago is not in the top five. And that should not shock you when you look at per capita. So let's start at number five and go on down this list. Because I guess number five shocked me a little bit. More so than any, and nothing else on the list shocked me. But there were roughly 16,000 murders in 2018. That was not because of me. That's not what this host says. That's the we use factual numbers here. We use the FBI crime statistics. We use the Uniform Crime Report, as you know. And in that crime report, I'd never really pulled this out. It really didn't matter to me. Every once in a while, you see a story like this, and you go, oh, let's look at that. Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Baton Rouge, right? Louisiana. Now, Louisiana has two cities in the top five. Baton Rouge surprised me. I was unaware of that because I hadn't really dug into it. That's the state capital. It's the fifth deadliest city in the country. 35.1 homicide deaths per 100,000 residents. That's in 2018. 10 places higher than Chicago's murder rate. Now remember, Chicago sees more murders because they have more people. 87 people were murdered in Baton Rouge in 2018. That's 35.1 homicide deaths per 100,000 residents. 10 places higher than Chicago's. Does that surprise you? No. I mean, I was surprised to see it on the list, but I'm not surprised by the number itself. Yeah, that's a decrease, by the way, from 2017 when Baton Rouge saw 106 murders. Number four, not bucking the trend, New Orleans, Louisiana, New Orleans, Louisiana. Louisiana, by the way, is the only state to have a pair in here, okay? Top five deadliest cities. New Orleans is number four. New Orleans saw a murder rate of 37.1 per 100,000 in 2018. And in 2018, New Orleans saw 146 murders. And by the way, that was the lowest homicide rate since 1971, and they were number four on the list. In 2016, you remember New Orleans Saints star Will Smith was shot and killed. Remember that? The NFL player, yeah. Number three. Drum roll, please. No, you don't need a drum roll for this one. It's Detroit, Michigan. Detroit, Michigan. And you know the photograph that accompanies this picture of Detroit is really flattering. It makes Detroit look like a really pretty city on the river there, right across from Ontario. And I guess if you just, you know, kind of parachuted in on a bright, sunny day, it probably would be until you got into the outskirts and saw all the blight. But in 2018, Detroit saw 38.9 murders per 100,000 people. That was down 261 over 267 the previous year. But that city also saw a huge spike in violent crimes. 2008 violent crimes, murder, rape, assault, and robbery per 100,000 people. Those numbers were skyrocketing. So Detroit has the highest violent crime rate among cities with a population greater than 100,000. That's according to the Detroit News. Well, that information also comes from the FBI Uniform Crime Statistics report. So it's not from the Detroit News. It's from the FBI UCR. But the Detroit News apparently reported that. Number two and number one, do you know what they are respectively? You probably do. You're probably yelling out number two right now. I'll give you a second to give you a second to do. What do you think number two is? Any idea? It's Baltimore. No shocker there, right? Now, let me go back to Detroit briefly before I go to Baltimore and the number one. Baltimore's number two. Detroit's police chief is begging people to get concealed carry permits and use them to defend themselves. And he's done just a remarkable job in Detroit. He really has. He's been bringing that crime rate down. I don't know if you knew this. We talked about it on the show a while back. I believe it was with AWR Hawkins, who wrote about the fact that Detroit saw the most amount of concealed carry, lawful uses of self-defense, firearms used for self-defense, than any other city in the country, which would account for why that number is dropping. Sadly, Detroit is still in the top five, but the number is dropping. Why? Because people are defending themselves against scumbag dirtballs. In this case, gangbangers, who are causing all the problems that Every Town for Gun Safety and David Hogwash and the rest of the lying liberal socialist left isn't doing anything about, because the word crime never once enters the conversation with these people. Never. Because it ain't about crime for them. They're not worried about these five cities. They're worried about your guns. But Detroit, because we have so many people, good, decent Detroit citizens, sick and tired of being preyed upon, getting permits and using those permits to put an end to criminal, thuggery, thievery, scumbaggedness, because we can make up our own words here on the show. We do it all the time. Those numbers are falling because more good guys with guns. Watts and the rest of the lunatic liars are not going to tell you that because it doesn't play into their narrative. They don't want you to know that. But that's interesting. Let's go to Baltimore, Maryland. Baltimore saw 51 homicides per 100,000 people in 2018. That is more than, get this, five times the national average. Five times. Now, these numbers, because we talk about Chicago a lot, thousands of shootings a year, hundreds and hundreds of murders annually. But again, we're looking at per capita here, the numbers per 100,000. When you have groups, multiple groups of 100,000 more in cities like Chicago, the numbers are going to be higher. But per capita, they're a little bit lower. But in Detroit, the total was 309 homicide victims. Now, for perspective, let's put that in perspective for you. 20 more than were murdered in New York City the same year. And according to this piece, having less than 10% of New York City's population. And I quote further, though Baltimore's murder rate remained high, its overall crime rate dropped by nearly 60% between the mid-90s and the mid-2010s. Woohoo. That's, I guess, progress, right? But their murder rate is skyrocketing. Heavily gun-controlled city, by the way. Number one, this is no shock. And it's sad because I've walked the streets of this city alone at night downtown, truly, 3 o'clock in the morning going back to a hotel. That's right. After a big party after an NRA convention, I wound up getting stuck walking back by myself at about 3 o'clock in the morning. And it's a dangerous town. I wouldn't recommend you do that. I figured out it's only a couple blocks away. I was fortunate. I was lucky. St. Louis, the deadliest city in America, murder rate of 60.9 people per 100,000 in 2018. But get this, this is what per capita numbers, why it's so interesting. Baltimore, 309 homicides. St. Louis, 186 homicides. But again, that's per capita. So it's 60.9 per 100,000 in 2018. In St. Louis, 186 people murdered in a city of a population of about only 318,000. That's small. That's a small town. To have that crime rate that high, Where is Shannon Watts? Where's Bloomberg? Where's the Brady campaign? Where's Every Town for Gun Safety? Where's Moms Demand Action? Where's David Hogwash? The rest of those loudmouth socialist morons. They're not in these towns because it ain't about crime. But you know what this piece didn't tell you about? It didn't tell you what you and I already know because we talk about it together all the time. Because if you show me a city in decay in America, I'll show you a city controlled by Democrats at every level for decades. Baton Rouge has had only four Republican mayors since 1840-something. That's how bad it is. I'll be back after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios in front of the Car Arms Platinum microphone. Isn't that interesting? That previous segment, huh? You show me, it's nothing surprising, but you show me a city in decay in America, I'll show you a city run by socialist Democrats for decades. Decade after decade after decade. The blight, the decay, the crime, the violence, the murders, the gangs, the drugs. And yet America throws more money at this garbage. When are people going to wake up? When are they oh, maybe they are waking up already. Maybe that's why Donald Trump is president. Maybe that's why last night in New Jersey, he drew tens and tens of thousands of people. Isn't that interesting? You show me a city in decay in America, and I'm proud that that's my own quote. Show me a city in decay in America, I'll show you a city run by Democrats at every level for decades. Mark Walters, host Armed American Radio. This is a story that bothers me for a lot of different reasons coming up here. This was out of Atlanta. Now, Atlanta snagged more firearms at Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, the busiest airport in the world, than, of course, any other airport in the country. It's the busiest. It's got more people going through it. That's going to happen. People are stupid. This might be an opportunity to remind you of that. It's the travel season for me, so this might be a good time to bring this up. Probably on the MonsterCast would be a better, more opportune time to bring this up, but who knows? We'll see. I wanted to cover this with you today because I tweeted this out yesterday. Tampa, Florida, by the way, also picked up a lot. This is guns being caught going through security. So let me explain what I mean by that, and then I'll tell you what happened here. This was an American Airlines deal. Disclaimer, I don't fly American Airlines. The last time I flew American Airlines was probably 8 years ago, 7 years ago, when I had an incident when we were coming into land and we got about 500 feet from the ground and had to do a go around because the plane lost its autopilot. And then we had to circle around. We were diverted from that was coming into Dallas out of Arizona. And then we were diverted to Oklahoma City and they didn't have a crew on the ground. So we were then diverted to Wichita, Texas. They didn't have a crew on the ground. We were diverted to Fort Worth before we were eventually given an emergency clearance to land back in Dallas in the weather because the plane was running out of fuel. Yeah, it was interesting. I don't fly American. But nonetheless, it's not. I'll get there in just a second. That'll make sense to you in just a second. The number of guns snagged at airport checkpoints, that's the sterile area. That's people who go through security with their firearms like dummies. Okay, the vast majority of those people, 99, maybe even 100%, frankly, of those people are just people who made a mistake. They're not criminals. They carry a gun regularly every single day. And to them, it's like me, I get up in the morning, it's like putting milk on cereal for my kids. I get up every day, I strap a gun on when I get dressed. It's that simple. I do it every single day. So do many of these people. Or because maybe their job, maybe they carry it off body. You get people that carry it in purses, briefcases, backpacks, off body carry, things of this nature. And these people go through security and they're like, oh, ruh-roh, I forgot I had my gun. Now, if you're a Georgia resident and you go through, and this is state law, if you go through airport security and you have a permit, you're not going to be arrested as long as you have a Georgia permit. TSA, on the other hand, can wind up fining you, but they 9 out of 10 times let you go back out to your car and take it back and do what you need to do. And that's worth missing a flight over, believe me. When you have a permit, they'll let that slide. You can also carry a gun inside the non-sterile areas of the airport inside Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. You can carry that gun openly on your person inside the non-sterile areas of the airport. That means waiting for someone at baggage or waiting for someone to come off the escalators or in the center part having a beer, which is legal, or sandwich or shopping around the center parts of the area, as long as you're not going through the sterile areas of the airport. You see, that's not illegal in the state of Georgia. Every once in a while, I'm going to hack, so you get a little bit of silence there. I apologize. Hit that mute switch for you as we come down off this cold. But that's not a problem in Atlanta. So most of these people who get popped going through security are people who are doing just going, oh, no. They get out of their car. They're so accustomed to having their gun. Now, does that mean they're not boneheads? Oh, no, 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 no. They're boneheads. That's Bonehead of the Week award right there. Why? Because you can't do that. You can't make that mistake. So my advice has always been never, ever, ever, ever carry anything that you travel with should ever be used to carry a firearm. Never use your range bag as a travel bag, for instance. You're going to have a round or two get caught underneath the sewn edges down there in the bottom. Or you're going to be a human being, oh my God, and make a mistake and wind up leaving a firearm in there. So don't do those things. Now, in this case, it wasn't that. This was American Airlines. After a gun goes missing, after being checked in at the airport. That's after being checked in, not a mistake going through security, getting through the line and going, ruh-roh, I have my gun, I better not go through this line. But checking it in lawfully, going up to the ticket agent at the counter and saying, hi, how are you? I'm checking in a bag, I have a firearm. Opening up the bag, doing it properly, having the gun inside the TSA-approved locked hard-sided container that only you have access to. Showing them, declaring the firearm, filling out the under penalty of law that the gun is unloaded, sticking it in your bag, closing up your bag, and then in Atlanta anyway, physically walking it by yourself over to oversized bags, telling them you have a firearm in the bag, wait for them to clear it, and then you go on your way. It's that simple. It takes about 5 extra minutes. Well, I don't know how long it takes you to, you know, at American Airlines counter to check your bag. But to go over to TSA and oversized bag to get it done only adds about 5-6 minutes, for me anyway, using Delta or Southwest. And then you declare it, and then off you go. They go, okay, have a good day, have a good flight, thank you, sir. And you're gone. In this particular case, I see we're going to run out of time here in a minute. We'll continue with this because it's interesting. This guy was flying American from Atlanta to Philly. And when he got to Philly, his gun was gone. No way. Say it ain't so, Jackson. You mean to tell me that there are thieves that work at airports? No. Why, they're all cleared. They have background checks. Please. American Airlines, Atlanta Police, and the TSA are now investigating after this guy's gun was missing. He said he checked it in. Guy's name was Kirk Sanders. He said he checked in his gun at the American Airlines counter before his flight to Philly, which is what he's supposed to do. That was the last time he saw it. He said, this ain't a case of missing socks and underwear. It's a gun. How do you misplace that? When we come back, we'll dig a little bit deeper into the story. I have some questions about it. And then we'll move on to something else. Back right after this. Don't go away. The second half of Armed American Radio's podcast today is being sponsored by TakeAShotFirearms.com. Reviews you can trust, shots you don't want to miss. That's their great slogan. Reviews on firearms and optics with other products to come. Great odds on winning popular firearms and accessories. Fun product reviews and new opportunities to win with the best odds around. When you do win, TakeAShot Firearms will ship to the FFL of your choice for free. Buy any gun from TakeAShot Firearms webinars outright from them directly at below MSRP. They ship for free. We support startup companies and the companies that support Armed American Radio here on this program. I hope you do as well. TakeAShotFirearms.com. Back to the podcast. Enjoy the second half. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
We'll be right back.
back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios in front of the Car Arms microphone. Please make sure you know the routine to support all of our sponsors, please. I am, by the way, breaking all of my cardinal rules in the studio. I do have a cough lozenge in my mouth, so I hope you don't mind. You might hear it, you know, move around a little bit, you know, kind of like that. But it keeps my mouth from hacking up in here in front of the microphone for you while we kick what's left of this SHOT Show crud, and the crud it is, too. But, so I'm violating the rules. Ooh, sue me. Just kidding with you. It's for your own listening pleasure. How about that? But make sure, please, to support all of our sponsors. Lead Slinger's Whiskey has got tons of new products out. They've got IPA out. They've got, I believe they've got a clear spirit, a vodka. They've got another blue line bourbon whiskey label out. They've got some dynamite stuff out. These guys are making headway. They're all across the country. Check with your spirit stores. If they don't have it, ask them for it. Ask them to carry it. This is Lead Slinger's Whiskey. These are seven combat vets that started this company, and they understand what this country was founded on and their support for the Second Amendment. They wear it right on their sleeve, whether it's a tattoo or whether it's on the bottle, because their support for the Second Amendment is right smack on their bottles. All right? That's huge. It's right smack on their bottles. That's why we support them and they support us. Don't forget to drink the Defender coffee. I've had two cups of that stuff already today. Keeping me awake and keeping me going. DefenderCoffee.com. North American Arms. The giveaway. Scroll down to the bottom of the page. NorthAmericanArms.com. Call the number. I know a number of you are. I'm getting the emails again. Thank you for that. Let them know. Call them and let them know that you heard on Armed American Radio. You get a free hat. Not only do you get the free hat, you are entered to win the Ranger 2, plus a gun out of my own safe, by the way. You are entered to win, from this side anyway, from them. You're going to get the hat, and you're also entered on their side to win the Ranger 2 top break little North American Arms pistol that AWR covered from the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show and put up on his Instagram page. That is just beautiful. And you may win that gun. We're going to give that away. Sadie Sweat and I are going to give it away on Armed American Radio on Sunday, February 23rd. Don't forget, support Bursa, Car Arms, and the rest of the companies that make it all possible for us to be here, okay? Let's go back to this. There's something weird about this American Airlines story here. And you tell me if I'm wrong, because I didn't pick up the vibe here. Something's not right. American Airlines investigating after gun goes missing after being checked in at airport. American Airlines, Atlanta Police, and the TSA are investigating after a man says his gun went missing after it was checked in before his flight out of Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. Kirk Sanders claims that he checked the gun in at American Airlines counter, which I'm sure he did. His comment, and I quote him, "It's not a case of missing socks and underwear. It's a firearm. How do you misplace that?" So from that statement alone, I'm thinking, is his whole bag missing? Because he's talking about socks and underwear. Those aren't items that get stolen. Firearms are. How do you misplace that? Does that mean the luggage was misplaced? Or the gun was taken out of the bag? Because if it was taken out of the bag, he wouldn't have used the phrase, "How do you misplace that?" He would have said, "My gun was stolen out of my bag," because he got his bag and it didn't have a gun, right? He says it's a mystery that he's been trying to get to the bottom of for the last week and a half. He says, "My firearm never made it to the airport, or that's what the computer showed. There were no scans after the initial check-in." So that tells me his bag didn't get there. He filed a report with the Atlanta Police, and he's been working with officials at American Airlines and the Transportation Security Administration. He had a gun, two magazines, a handmade holster, and some paperwork inside of a lockbox, which is what you're supposed to do. And I quote him again, "It's very nerve-wracking because not only is my firearm gone, but also my identity is in there as well. It really didn't sit well with me at all. I trusted they would take care of my property and be overly cautious knowing what it was." He says, "I can get another gun. That's fine. But knowing that it's out there and potentially in the hands of a criminal, it's really unsettling." So this doesn't clarify to me whether the gun made it or the bag made it and the gun was taken, it would seem to me like he would say my gun was stolen out of my bag. So I'm not real clear on that. My assumption is that his bag never made it, that his bag was stolen. Now, let's assume that to be the case, because we'll assume both, one or the other. Let's assume option A first. His bag arrived, no gun in it. Well, how could that happen? Well, like I said, with this disclaimer here, I don't fly American Airlines. But I do fly Delta regularly, and I do fly Southwest generally if I'm not flying Delta. Those are the only two airlines that get me anywhere I want to go. Because of the incident in Fort Lauderdale a couple years ago, Delta began zip-tying bags and putting CAGP, what is it, check and provide cover, what was it, check and provide something to CA, whatever, stickers on the bags. Forgive me, I don't have up in front of me. But those right there told everybody what was in the bag, that it was a firearm. Or if it wasn't a firearm, it was something else that was valuable. Now, we all know that no thieves work at the airport, so it's okay if we identify the bag as valuable or note it with this sticker wrapped all over it that says it's got a firearm in it, right? Because we can trust everybody that works at the airport. Uh-huh. You can't. Thieves work at airports. Here comes a bag with a gun. They know it has a gun in it because Delta tells them it has a gun in it by putting a sticker on it. Then when you pick it up, you have to go pick it up at the luggage place so they can zip tie it. And these are hardcore professional heavy duty zip ties, by the way. These ain't the little Home Depot jobs. Now, these are the big deals. Cough drop didn't work there. You probably figured that out. But these are hardcore. So I always carry an Emerson knife in my bag that's checked when I get to the airport so I can cut that zip tie. And they do that so you supposedly can't get into your bag to get at your firearm. Or, for that matter, anything else you may need in the bag. So that's a problem. Now, I don't know what American Airlines does. The point that I'm trying to make is that they've just told the whole planet that there's a firearm in the bag, period. And the whole planet includes everybody handling the bags from the time TSA runs it through, at least in Atlanta, through their security check after you declare it, all the way until it gets on board the aircraft. Anybody that touches it in between knows it has a firearm in it. And if it's not a firearm, it's got something else of value in it. Now, let's assume, for the sake of argument, that, and now that would be if somebody stole the bag. Somebody got in it and stole the firearm, okay? Because that's not what it sounds like in this case. Sounds like the guy's bag didn't get there. He would be talking about it being stolen out of his bag, which he didn't. So let's assume the opposite. Let's assume that his bag never got there. Same scenario holds true. Again, I don't know American's rules because I don't fly American, but I'll take it to Delta. Because of what I just told you, everybody knows there's something valuable. Most people know it's a firearm. Let's face it. Most people aren't going to carry $20,000 in jewelry in a checked-in bag or computers or anything else. They're going to carry that stuff with them if they're flying with it at all. They're certainly not going to put their Rolex watch inside their bag and give it to a bunch of baggage handlers. Why not? We can trust them, right? No, you can't. You can't trust anybody nowadays. So it seems to me, the point that I'm making is, someone there working there knows that the bag has a firearm. They either stole his bag or they cut the firearm out and took the firearm. One of the two. It seems in this case that the guy actually had the bag, just never showed up. But that goes back to, and that's why we talk about it, airlines playing political correct games because of the actions of one killer in Fort Lauderdale on what had never been a problem ever before or since, notifying the whole planet, including some of their scumbag employees who might not be on the up and up, that those bags actually have firearms in them. Back after this.
Thank you.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Excuse me, in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. Here we are, segment four already. Hey, that cough drop, by the way. And we're going to do that again. Yeah. Break the rules of radio. Carbonated beverages, no, when you're talking on the microphone. Gum, no. Cough drops, no. But in this case, yes. All right. Here's the deal before I go into a couple others. So I want to talk with you about Florida for just a second because they're finally waking up in Florida. Whereas we discussed yesterday, Bloomberg wants to come after Florida. They're making some headway. But I want your opinion here. I'm going to give you my opinion, and I want to hear from you on this, marketarmedamericanradio.org. And if you're a snowflake, just turn the dial now. You're going to melt, okay? I'm not really concerned about what you think. I don't really care what you think, quite frankly. I'm not in this to debate you. I'm in this to bury you with facts because, well, you're a snowflake. 12-year-old gun control activist. This is the headline. 12-year-old gun control activist. The media is only letting the white gun control activists become celebrities. Can you be a gun control activist at 12? Can you? When you know everything we talk about, gun control activist, can you be at 12 years? When you know everything we're talking about, gun control ain't about crime. It's about taking away the constitutional rights of American citizens, law-abiding, infringing on their rights. We cover this every day. Can a 12-year-old do that? No, you can't. You don't know enough. You ain't been around long enough. You don't know crap. Trust me. Unless this kid is some type of mad genius that's in her senior year at Harvard already at 12, this kid doesn't know anything about what we're talking about here, but has simply got the hand of her parents up the back of her shirt, pulling a little string, and this kid is parroting everything she's being told by leftist influencers in her life. Now, in this particular case, there's a racial component here that I'm not real comfortable with. The media is only letting the white gun control activists become celebrities. So that tells me she's trying to use gun control activism to become a celebrity and get her 15 minutes of fame. Let me give you some advice, young lady. Okay? I'm looking at your picture. You look like a smart kid. Go to school, get an education, learn some things about what you're talking about, form your own opinions after you grow up before you start lecturing me on my right to bear arms, something constitutionally which you know nothing about. Let's move over to Florida. Lawmakers in Florida, I love seeing stuff like this. I love this. Because this will probably pass. This will probably pass in Florida. But lawmakers are now providing, or hopefully going, they're considering anyway, providing, allowing guns in church schools. What's a church school? Something we never talked about here, right? Or government meetings. Think about this for a second. What is a church school? Lawmakers consider guns in church schools. Well, let me just quote a piece. This is from Fox 13. Fox 13 is Tampa Bay. I know it well. With supporters pointing to attacks on churches and synagogues, a House panel Tuesday approved a measure that would allow people to carry concealed weapons at religious institutions that share properties with schools. What does that mean? Well, you've seen church schools, right? Maybe a Catholic school attached to the church where they couldn't carry the gun in the church. Otherwise, they would otherwise have been allowed to, but because there's a school there, they couldn't. I'd not considered that before. That's interesting. Because according to Fox 13, quote, state law generally allows people to carry concealed weapons at religious institutions, but it bars being armed on school properties. What that means, as you know, because you're smart enough to figure it out, that this 12-year-old isn't, is that you've effectively had your Second Amendment rights taken away from you because there's a school that's not even in session that's attached to that church or that synagogue where you go to church. Maybe you go to St. Mary's Catholic Church and there's St. Mary's Catholic School right there and it's attached to it. You can walk down the halls. So this is HB 1437. It was approved on Tuesday and it would allow religious institutions to authorize you, if you have a concealed carry permit, to carry guns at such a location. Here's what the bill sponsor, Jer Williamson, he's a Republican, imagine that, because there's no Democrat on this. Right now, if a church was located on the same property as, say, a preschool, and that preschool met from Monday through Friday, people at that church would not be allowed to carry concealed on Sunday and Wednesday night during those services, and this bill would change that. Brevard County Sheriff Wayne Ivey. Wayne Ivey's been on this show before. Wayne Ivey's a great guy. He supports the proposal. He considers it a, quote, property rights bill and not a gun bill. And right now, here's what he has to say about this. Right now, we see religious institutions across the country being attacked by those with evil in their heart. And what we now know with absolute certainty is that our citizens have to have the right to be the first line of defense in protecting them, their families, and those around them in places of worship. Now, there's a but after that. Why do you think there's a but after that? Not from him. Because some dopey Democrats got to open their mouths. Jennifer Webb, Democrat from Gulfport. But Representative Jennifer Webb said she has talked with churches and synagogues in her Pinellas County district, and they did not see a need for people to carry concealed firearms in their facilities. Democrats always got a big butt, don't they? Well, I think Jennifer's going to lose on that one, because the shooting in Texas and the subsequent response from the gun grabbers and the lunatics and the losers who absolutely got utterly destroyed by the video that showed exactly what happens when a good person with a gun stops a bad person with a gun. It's very difficult to argue against that in the face of a video. It's tough to do. I mean, really tough to do. In fact, it's so tough that Shannon Watts had to stand there and go, we just shouldn't allow guns in churches. Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what she did. Well, if it wasn't for Texas law allowing churches, allowing guns in churches, as if the criminal was like, oh, yay, I can carry my gun in a church. As if criminals were like, oh, I can't carry my gun in that church. I can't go in there and shoot people. Shannon Watts, an idiot. You know it. I know it. And the vast majority of Americans know it, too. They know liars and charlatans when they see them. I'm confident of that. But I will say this. There's another gun-related bill. This one's HB 183 while we're talking about Florida. It was approved Tuesday by the House panel. This would allow local elected officials to bring weapons to their public meetings if they have concealed weapons licenses. Under current law in Florida, people, including elected officials, are not allowed to bring guns to such meetings. Every day we get threats. This is Okaloosa County Commissioner Graham Fountain. Here's what he said. Every day we get threats. We have people stalking our staffs and our commissioners. Representative Mel Ponder from Destin, he's running for the Okaloosa County Commission this year. So, yeah, they absolutely should be able to carry guns. So should everybody else be allowed to carry a gun. We've seen when bad guys go into county commission meetings all ticked off about their taxes, for example, and pull guns. Hell, if I was a county commissioner, I'd be carrying a gun in there anyway. Criminals don't follow the law, snowflakes. Get it through your thick skulls before they melt. Criminals don't follow the law. You have a right to defend yourself from people who don't follow the law. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios is going to get up and do it all over again tomorrow, because we can and because freedom never, ever takes a break. Enjoy the rest of your day. And you know I'm a C on the radio. They don't want me to, and that makes it even that much more fun. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio.